tired traveler walks through a cold town at night, searching for a cheap place to stay. His feet hurt from the journey, and the wind bites at his face. He longs for some rest, but the streets seem completely quiet, which feels a little strange to him. He walks slowly, glancing at the dark houses around him and pulling his coat tighter. A small part of him feels uneasy, but he is too tired to pay much attention to it. He just wants to find somewhere warm to stop. He notices a small house with a warm, glowing light in the window. Curious, he steps closer and peers inside. He sees a cozy room with a crackling fire, comfortable chairs, and soft cushions. There is a bird sitting quietly in a cage near the window, and a small dog curled up asleep by the fire. Everything looks peaceful and inviting. The room looks so warm that he decides to knock on the door, hoping the price will be fair. The door opens instantly, as though someone had been waiting just behind it. A kind old woman answers, smiling warmly. "Come in, my dear," she says, her voice gentle and welcoming. He steps inside, and the house feels warm and peaceful, almost too quiet for comfort. Still, he pushes the thought aside, too tired to worry. She takes his coat and hat and hangs them by the door. She leads him to a comfortable chair by the fire and asks him to sit. She brings him hot tea and a biscuit, chatting pleasantly as he drinks. The tea tastes a little strange, but he doesn't think much of it, distracted by her friendly chatter. She asks how old he is, and he answers politely. She smiles even more warmly at his answer and studies his face closely, as if memorizing it. She keeps asking gentle questions, and he answers each one, feeling more relaxed with every word. He notices an old picture hanging on the wall, two young men, smiling. Their faces seem familiar, though he can't remember. He wants to ask about them, but a heavy drowsiness washes over him, and his eyelids grow heavy. His arms and legs begin to feel strangely tired too, almost too heavy to move. His thoughts start to feel slow and foggy. He tries to sit up straight, but his body feels slow and distant, as if it belongs to someone else. He opens his mouth to speak, but no words come out. He tries once more, but even his lips feel too heavy to move. He looks at the old woman. She is still watching him closely, her smile never fading. The fire crackles gently, and the room feels warmer with every passing minute. His eyes grow heavier, and he can no longer fight the tiredness pulling him down. Slowly, the light in the room begins to fade. The house grows completely silent, as if holding its breath. The traveler closes his eyes and never leaves the house again.